Democracy in America is awarded to the highest bidder, and the auction is now closed. It's by invitation only to those politicians who are willing to play the Zionist game of buy and sell. Jewish supremacy has now attained to its highest level of achievement on the pinnacle of total control of the American myth known as democracy. Yes, it's simply a game of buy and sell, buying off politicians who are willing to sell their souls to the Zionist cabal. Indeed, politicians on Capitol Hill have betrayed their own Gentile constituency by pandering to the Jewish vote in order to get political favors. I want to show you how this Zionist game of buy and sell works. I'm going to give you a classic example. Republican Congressman Paul Finley of Illinois, after serving 11 terms in the House, was removed by the Zionist vote in 1982. Now, this seems like a long time ago, but what happened to Paul Finley repeats itself over and over again through various political maneuverings of the Jewish vote against politicians that don't play ball with them. You see, Paul Finley made the huge mistake of sponsoring human rights for the Palestinian people. This is a no-no when it comes to the Jewish vote keeping their political shills intact. Paul Finley was consigned to the Jewish vote trash heap when they installed Rahm Emanuel to head up the campaign committee for Finley's opponent, one David Robinson, another Zionist Jew. Millions of Jewish dollars were funneled into Robinson's campaign, complete with the media support needed to unseat the incumbent after serving 22 years in the House. Paul Finley's career was over. My fellow Americans, as president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we want to engage in political activism, for it is in the political arena that the Zionist gladiators have wrestled and trampled democracy into the ground. We want to see in the very near future politicians pursuing the Gentile vote, for it is the Gentile vote that did not want the Wall Street bailout, that did not want Obama's health care plan. Two disastrous political agendas that the Jewish vote lobbied for, bought for, and put into place. Please come join me in my fight for a democracy that will represent the true will of the people, the Gentiles, who make up over 98% of our population. I think it's high time, don't you, that the less than 2% of our population be unseated from its Zionist autocracy.